Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hello. Good morning, Daniel. How are you, man?
We're good. We'll start the day off with, did you see the first thing of note today? The Sound of Moolah finally enters $1,000.
Oh, boy.
I was worried that somebody was going to get it yesterday when you weren't in town, but nobody got it.
Was anybody close? Because I didn't get to hear the show. I was out doing stuff, but...
Not really. So now it's up to $1,000, and we'll do that, of course, at 7:10, your first chance. Now it's getting up into some major money here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good haul right there, $1,000.
Life-changing money. Otherwise, other things going on. Did you see it was the Drillers' first, their opening day?
Today?
Oh, yeah. Tuesday, April 9th, right?
That's where we are.
I don't really know who they're going to play or anything. Look at the schedule, man. Too much baseball. How do you baseball fans do it?
162 games a season.
Now would be the perfect time of year to go see a Drillers game, because when it gets really hot out there, it's a little rough.
Yes.
Especially, we went to a daytime game one time.
In July?
Oh, yeah.
And you said that was the hottest you'd ever been in your life.
I was sitting there, the sun right in my face. I was sizzling like a Whopper. It was bad. Bad news.
Like a Burger King Whopper?
Oh, yeah, real bad.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Did you see this? A crazy story. A grandma in Ohio is fighting the city of East Cleveland after a traffic camera gave her a speeding ticket. Only problem is her car was broken down on the back of a tow truck. Here's Joanne talking about her ticket.
About it. When I get kind of angry, I want to find out what's really going on. What are they doing? I'm at the center getting this ticket and my car is on a flatbed. I'm not driving that truck. I don't want anything on my driving license. So far, I have a good record and I'm going to try and keep it that way.
Now, you know, she'll win that in court, but it's just a matter of like getting to court. Takes a little bit of effort sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to put some time into that. That's interesting. So that thing that scans license plates, mm-hmm. noticed that her vehicle was going faster than the limit, but it was on the back of a tow truck.
Right.
So it meant the tow truck driver was driving too fast.
Correct.
But she has to take the brunt of it.
Yes, but she'll, you know, I'm sure that'll get
thrown out.
They're
going to throw that out.
But
that's ridiculous.
But still going to be a little bit of a pain to have mm-hmm. to go down to court and all that. Did you see this? A bus driver at a private school in Florida has been fired after he stopped a bus full of students on the train tracks as a freight train was approaching. The kids freaked and yelled, and he yelled, "Quiet," and then continued through the intersection just before the train went through. Here's some audio from when the train almost hit the bus and a middle schooler, Madison, and her father, Paul, talking about the incident.
Quiet. Could have been me that got hit by that.
We had one student that we were talking to. She had headphones in. And she looked around when everyone was screaming to get the bus driver to move. And she seen the train coming. She put the headphones back in and she put her head down expecting to die.
At that point, a lot of us were expecting to die.
What could this guy be thinking?
Well, when they were yelling, like, go or whatever, did he think they were just being rowdy?
I think he thought they were being a little too rowdy, I think.
Yeah, but they were actually telling him to move because a train's coming. I thought that school buses stop at all train tracks.
Well, I think the city and state ones do. This is a private school, so Lord knows what they got going on over there. But I guess that bus driver probably be looking for a gig.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to get hired again as a bus driver.
He doesn't
stop
get
on
out.
A train track.
Did you see during the eclipse yesterday, Chief Meteorologist David Hartman got emotional and excited while describing it on live television from Dallas. He works in Jackson, Mississippi, but he was up in Dallas doing this, and he got emotional during the eclipse.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. In the next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring.
Wow.
Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring, spectacular. Oh, look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo.
Oh,
look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
That guy's his enthusiasm is contagious. We got you to do a call-in yesterday. It sounded nothing like that.
Yeah.
Did you become emotional during the eclipse yesterday?
Well, you know, I had traveled to the path of the total eclipse area or whatever. And no, I didn't get emotional.
Did you have eclipse glasses?
Yeah, of course I did.
There was no emotion. You weren't like, look at the cornea.
I actually didn't look at the sun a whole lot. I took them off and looked around to see how dark it was.
I did, too. I went and watched it at Swan Lake over close to my neighborhood, and I wanted to see if the ducks and geese would react differently. They didn't give a rat's a.
Nothing, just...
They didn't care. So coming up here in approximately 40 minutes, maybe a little before that, we will have the sound of moolah. It's worth now $1,000. Do you have that sound up by any chance?
Let me see what I got, man. I had to restart our computer. You know how you got to do that every now and then.
Well, anyway, the first chance at 7:10, if nobody gets it, we'll add 8:10 and then 9:10. Also today at 7:40, we've got tickets to Little Big Town and Sugarland at the BOK Center in November. So it's a very, very big morning.
Here's the sound if you'd like to hear it. And 3, 2, 1. Worth $1,000.
That's right, 7:10.
This is 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Gus.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Good morning. It's Tiger Daniel, 98.5 The Bull. Hey, Daniel.
You weren't here yesterday. I was going to get your reaction to your take on Morgan Wallen being arrested after he threw that chair from the rooftop bar. Did you read about that in Nashville?
Yeah, I did see that.
Tiger and I lived in Nashville for a while, actually worked on Broadway. We worked there. We had a studio in Jason Aldean's bar. And remember my Uncle Jason, before he passed away, was up there one night at some one of those bars, and he threw a plastic ashtray off the ceiling. And they
off the roof.
Yeah, off the roof. They arrested him immediately. And I remember him being like, man, dude, what are you, what are you thinking? He also thought it was kind of funny. And I was like, you could have killed somebody down there. This is Broadway in Nashville. It's very crowded.
It's like Bourbon Street. I mean, there's tons of people everywhere. And if you throw something off one of the roofs, which is usually between 3 and 4 stories high, and you throw something off of it, it could hit somebody and hurt them.
So an ashtray I didn't like, and he was tossed out of there. A chair is pretty bad. Came within 3 feet of some police officers. I didn't know what your reaction was. Do you think this will affect his career?
No, I don't think it'll affect his career. I think that any rational individual, though, would say that's ridiculous what he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, to throw a chair and it falls 4 stories onto a crowded sidewalk.
6 stories.
6 stories in this case. Yeah. Dumb idiot move. Moronic.
All right. I was having a hard time because I'm a big fan of George Jones, and I think I got you to watch that George and Tammy special. And this guy would get to drinking and do things like that. I remember one episode, George and Tammy, I think it's on Showtime if you want to watch. Great show, by the way. He would like fire off the shotgun inside on Christmas Eve and things like that. But yet somehow I was able to forgive him. I don't know. Is it that Morgan Wallen keeps getting in trouble or what?
I don't think it's going to affect his career. I think people will still like him. But, I mean, but everybody who's rational would go, but I didn't like it when he threw a chair off a 6-story building and could have killed somebody. And it landed right next to 2 cops.
Yeah, what luck. Also, what do you think country radio is going to do about this? Do you think they'll pull his songs or let him go?
I don't think so, no. You know, he's just, we all do dumb things. I've never done something quite that stupid, I don't think.
Well, these are like felonies here. He could be quite a bit of trouble. And one thing that's not going to go well in court, I watch these interrogation videos and things like that all the time. If you're smiling in your mugshot or you're smiling after you're arrested and it goes to jury, that's not a good look. Mm-hmm. So I saw a picture of him in the police car and he's kind of laughing and smiling and handcuffed. And in his mugshot, he's smiling.
Mm-hmm. That
so
could
just
hurt
a little
him.
Note to you, if you want to do commit a crime and get arrested,
look remorseful.
Look real remorseful.
Yeah.
As remorseful as you can.
Don't look like you had a fun time doing the crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. His court date is like May 3rd. He just happens to be in town on May 3rd for a concert. So you can imagine a day in court and then going and doing a show that night.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Girl, when you call it. It's 98.5 The Bull.
Speaking of on fire, there's only 1 or 2 or 3 times, Tig, I've seen you throw a temper tantrum where you get really mad and you, like, snap or whatever. I remember you and I were walking down the street one day in Nashville and some guy called you a name or whatever. And these are pretty, decent-sized guys. and you were turned around and you're like, hey, you don't call me. And I was like, whoa, 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 buddy, calm down. You had a little temper tantrum. You lost your temper.
I lost my mind.
Yes, last week I was, you got a text early in the morning while we're trying to entertain America here on this radio program. And it was from your realtor in Auburn. We both have, I have a condo, you have a townhouse down there. So I know what it's like to have a rental property. It's so we got these people to manage it for us.
Yeah, it's a property manager.
Yeah. The lady texts you and goes, hey, we need to talk. And you're like, well, hey, can you just tell me over text? She goes, no, it'd be better if we talked. So you know right then it's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, call me at 12:30. You called her at 12:30 that one day, voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys the next day texted again. And she said, okay, call me at this time. Didn't answer again. I'm dying for an update of what was going on. You had to go through the whole weekend with this bad news looming over you. Did you finally get in touch with that lady?
Well, yesterday I was traveling to see the eclipse, and so I had some time in the car, so I called her in the morning, and she's never calling me back. So then finally I call in the afternoon again, and I talk to the receptionist, and I say, hey, can I talk to so-and-so? And she goes, well, I can send you to her voicemail. I said, her voicemail apparently doesn't work or she doesn't care. Don't send me to her voicemail. But I want to let you know this woman not calling me back. And this has been going on for 2 weeks. What is going on at my little house that I rent? And, you know, it's kind of scary. I had a lady destroy my house and it cost me $27,000 to just get it back to where I could rent it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a very expensive place. $27,000 was like, I mean, like a quarter of the value.
All your profits you've ever made from renting it.
Yes. And so I'm a little bit edgy about the whole thing. And anyway, this woman calls me and says, listen, your HVAC needs to be replaced, and it's $5,000. And I said, it's 8 years old. She goes, yeah, but it's $5,000. We need to replace it. And I said, how about we get a second opinion? And so she calls another guy out, and he says, it's just low in refrigerant. Like, the realty company or whatever they are should be looking out for me. Not just call me and say, give us $5,000.
I hate to say this because I use the same realty management. I think you're going to have to fire him.
I might. I'm very.
You're going to have to fire him.
So anyway, the other thing was that the HVAC, it's a tight row of townhouses. It sits on kind of like an outdoor storage area. So it's up in the air about 12 feet above where you store your rakes. And so it's kind of on, like, not a roof, but up there. And she says also the place it's sitting is rotted after all this time. And I said, well, give me a quote on that to get some guys out there to fix that. And to my total surprise, she sends me a message finally and says, hey, that's about $200. And I said, all right, to get the roof replaced on that little storage area that the AC sits on, that sounds pretty reasonable. In fact, it sounds like a bargain. Well, they go out there and they replace the wrong thing with plywood. They put it inside the house somehow where the water heater is. And so she calls and says, now, so the real quote's going to be about $2,000.
Going to have to let them go. I might fire them too in solidarity.
And so I'm talking to this lady. I'm trying to be very polite. And she goes, yeah, Mr. Tighe, that quote I gave you for $200 isn't really real. And I said, but you've already replaced the wrong thing. And she goes, yeah, we'll refund you that $2,000 or $200, but the real price is $2,000. And I said, like what you told me, and we talk about this, one of the favorite things that we say is, that's your problem, not mine.
It's your business.
I kept saying that. I said, look, you guys, I paid you. You said you get the work done. You didn't do it. And now you got the problem, not me.
It's a quote. It's not a suggestion. It's a quote, right?
And I paid it. So anyway, they replaced the wrong thing, and now they want to charge me for, I don't know, but in any case, you know, one time that company, whenever I got a new renter, they're supposed to take over the electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot, and so for 10 days, this townhouse in July went without AC, and when the new tenant moved in, it stunk like terribly, and they cost me money because the tenant requested out of her lease.
I think it's time to let them go,
yeah,
right?
I got
to
fire them. I mean, come on, let's get real. I feel bad about this, but like if you suck at your job, you should get fired.
The biggest problem to me is the, hey, we need to talk, call me. She could have easily just said, AC gone out, going to be around $500 or $5,000. Please call me or we'll talk later on. Like, don't leave me wondering. Like, is there a corpse in there? Is there a cadaver in there? Like, what's, don't leave me wondering.
Yeah, it really bothered me. Had she just been, like, in communication. But anyway. So you're going to fire them, too, because we use the same people.
I need to look into my, I don't go over my receipts and things like that like you do. I mean, they might be charging me, like, crazy fees.
You don't know.
It might be, like, $200 to replace the battery in a smoke detector. But the problem is, say we get rid of this particular company, how do we know the next company is going to be good?
That's right. But you do, there's an old saying, you don't get what you expect, you get what you inspect. So you should be staying on top of that stuff, Daniel. They might be, you might be like their little ATM right now.
Might be. I tell you who doesn't treat you like their little ATM, that's Jackie Cooper Nissan. Did you know that, buddy?
Yeah, because right now they are hooking you up.
They are. I've been looking at these Titans, man. I've been looking at them real hard.
The pickup truck.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I think when they get the Arkansas River done, I'm going to want to put in a couple of kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
And head on down that river. I think the Nissan Titan would be perfect for that. Another thing you can do, like I have a vehicle that I've been driving since 2014. I can go to JackieCooperNissan.com right now, enter my details, and secure the largest amount for my vehicle. Your car is always worth more at Jackie Cooper Nissan. All kind of deals going on. They get about 30, over 30 in stock of these Nissan Sentras people seem to rave about. Their spring celebration event is going on. 0% APR for up to 72 months on their most popular models. Don't forget that 0% is with approved credit. You got to see Jackie Cooper Nissan for details and restrictions.
And unlike my property manager, Jackie Cooper Nissan will get back with you.
Yeah, they'll get in touch with you real quick if you want to.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. We're only like 5 minutes away from another Sound of Moolah chance. That is now worth $1,000. And remember what happens? If we don't get it here at 8:10, it goes up $50. We keep adding money to the pot, so you're here at a good time. Good morning. We are Ty and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
I wanted to compliment you on your eclipse coverage yesterday. You went to Cass, Arkansas, and you were reporting back and sent some things for social media. And if there's such an award for coverage like that, I'm worried that News on 6 is going to try to get you up there to be a reporter now after I saw this coverage. The first picture you uploaded to 98.5 The Bull's Facebook page, you can go see this. Now, during his eclipse coverage,
Listen, before you say all this, mm-hmm. I spent 2.5 hours getting into the path of this thing.
Yeah, you drove down there. I said to Cass, Arkansas, you drove down there because everybody in Tulsa was wondering what the eclipse was going to be like in Cass, Arkansas. And the first picture you uploaded was a picture of you and Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, Smokey was out there with me.
Well, what did that have to do with the eclipse?
I don't know. Smokey was there, though, and I felt bad for Smokey because he got real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot. And then his, like, handler or whatever said, all right, you can take a break. But then, like, 30 kids showed up immediately, so you had to do it for, like...
So the first picture is you and Smokey the Bear in front of a yellow airplane. Not sure what that had to do with the eclipse. And then after that, and here was the caption on it. Tig is in Cass, Arkansas, following the path of totality for the eclipse. He even met Smokey the Bear. We'll share more of his journey. So keep watch for pictures. And if you're traveling in the path as well, post your pics below. So then people on the edge of their seats all day waiting to see more. Then a little bit later on, 98.5 The Bull Tulsa, a picture of some telescopes.
Mm-hmm.
And then a picture of the campers.
Yeah, I camped out for the eclipse.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, I think it's going to go viral.
I think
really
the Pulitzer's coming my way, actually.
Yeah, and in the meantime, there's this guy that went viral for his report. While he's in Dallas yesterday, this guy's from Mississippi. Here's just a little taste of how his reporting went. And he didn't... Now, this guy, though, is Bush League, because he didn't even post a picture of him and Smokey the Bear in front of a yellow airplane at all.
Yeah, he's no professional like me.
Not like you. Here we go. Listen to this.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. In the next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring.
Wow.
Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Oh, look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo.
Oh,
look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun.
That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Now, that was David Hart from Jackson, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Got to say, not very professional, though. He did not post a picture of him in any mascots of any kind or pictures of telescopes, so, which is what everybody was tuning in to see.
When I talked to my boss, I said, also, like, I'll call back and I'll like, do updates on the radio if you want or whatever. And then it hit me. How in the world do I describe this eclipse? And I go, all right, it is dark here. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And to paint the picture, remember when it was dark like 8 hours ago?
Did you do call-ins later on?
No.
Oh.
They never called me.
Well, buddy.
Because they heard me on the radio yesterday in the morning.
You're probably going to win several news awards. I'm worried that News on 6 is going to get rid of Travis Meyer. Have you up there?
CMA
you know,
awards.
Like,
I mean, all that
I can
stuff.
Imagine that Tulsa can turn to Tige when there's any kind of weather event, tornadoes and everything. Like, tornadoes are hitting Tulsa. But I'm over here in Cass, Arkansas. And here's a picture of me in the Wienermobile or some type of corporate mascot.
All right.
So great coverage.
Thank you.
We do now have the Sound of Moolah up to $1,000. This is a $1,000 day right here.
We ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Play it.
All right. I'll play the fancy intro, and then let's get into this thing, okay?
It's time to win cash with Tige and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All the wrong answers are up at thebulltulsa.com if you haven't checked those out yet. We're getting into some pretty big money now, so I think people are dying to get through. 918-879-9898. Caller number 9 will get a guess at the Sound of Moolah this morning, which is worth quadruple digits.
You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, if you think you know what that is, give us a call right now. 918-879-9898. It's the Sound of Moolah. Good luck.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Little pre-Sound of Moolah shout out for Chubbs and Casey. on the phone with us is Bree. Bree, how are you this morning? Do you have an eclipse hangover? Are you glad it's over?
I'm doing great. It was fun, though.
Yeah, I'm ready to maybe like not talk about it again for another 4 years?
Yeah, I could live with that.
Would you like to get together with me and Tige and watch next eclipse?
Sure.
In 24 years, we'll meet on Tige's grave and watch it together.
I'll add it to my calendar.
Okay, that's your calendar. Enough tomfoolery, Bree. Do you think you know what that sound is?
Maybe.
It's worth $1,000 this morning, I'll tell you that. Tige, could you please play the Sound of Moolah?
3, 2, 1.
One more time. All right, Bree, first of all, let me tell you that Bree works for Mazio's Pizza. What is the
Mazio's
secret? Whatever, Mazio's. What's the secret of that ranch, Bree? How do y'all make it so good?
I mean, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
I think it's just Hidden Valley Ranch. Y'all make it there at the store, right?
No, it's not. We make it fresh every day.
Okay, but out of a Hidden Valley Ranch packet, right?
No.
Bree, I want you to tell me what the secret recipe is.
I can't do that.
Listen, I'll come get a job at Mazio's Pizza for a little bit and learn how to make the ranch and then quit.
I mean, that's on you, dude.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see who comes ahead of this one, Bree. But in the meantime, why don't you try to take some money from us with the Sound of Moolah? You heard the sound earlier. Are you prepared to guess the Sound of Moolah?
Let's give it a go.
Bree, what is your guess, play?
I'm going to say it's an ice cube into a glass.
Is it an ice cube into a glass? I'm sorry, Bree, it is not.
Oh, darn.
That's a really good guess, though. That's a really good guess. Keep listening because your next chance is at 810, where it's now going to be worth, do us some favor, you're a manager over there, add $50 to 1,000. What do we get?
1,050.
Okay, you're better at math. I had typed in 1,500, so thank God I'm not in charge of the books. All right.
I'll take that, too.
Everybody go see Bree today, and don't forget, coming up in 20 minutes, Bree, we've got tickets to see Little Big Town and Sugarland at the BOK Center coming up, I think, in November, if I'm not mistaken. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, Bree, one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal, please.
985 the Bull.
You know, Dan LaFortune, Daniel, I helped coach the baseball team. My son is on. He's 8 years old. And everything has changed since we were kids and playing ball. Now they there's apps for everything, right? And there's an app that they use to keep score now. And when I was out of town, I was able to see how my son's game was going live. And it would say, like, Daniel Baker had a line drive to shortstop, called out or whatever, or Ty struck somebody out. I could see it live. And then at the end, they use AI to do a game summary based on the data that somebody put in there. Mm-hmm. And can I read you this? It's, like, stunning.
So when I've gone to Little League games and I've seen, like, a mom or somebody in the stands and they're on an app doing something. I didn't know what they were doing. And I heard one of them say, like, updating stats. So they keep the stats on these kids all the way through Little League?
Yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, like, when I was growing up, they just, like, watched you and guessed, you know, oh, I think you threw some.
So now, like, a scout, if they're scouting for a team, they don't have to go watch much of games. They can just look at these AI summaries.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And so at the end of the game, and I'm trying, heck, I can't find it.
So you asked me if I wanted to hear it, yet you don't have it.
So, yeah, and at the end of the game, it's okay, so I'm going to make up these team names for anonymity, but AI wrote, like, an ESPN article about the game.
Whoa, like, I can't see it much because my eyes aren't so good. That's like a full 2 and 3 page.
Yeah, and here's what AI did.
Yeah.
So it goes in, sees the data from what happened during the game, and then writes an article about it in Little League, 8-year-olds.
Let's hear some of the article.
Okay, so the Braves had the trouble keeping up with the Mets in a 13-3 loss on Monday at LaFortune Park. The Mets got on the board in the top of the first inning after number 12 drew a walk, scoring a run. Number 4 hit an inside-the-park home run, scoring 3 runs, and a steal on home scored 1 run. The Mets scored 5 runs on 1 hit in the top of the second inning, and number 3 got a walk, scoring 1 run. Number 20, like, it just goes on and on and on. And then it mentions their names.
Oh, wow.
And I'll make up names. I'll just call it Daniel. Daniel started on the mound for the Braves. They gave up 1 hit and 5 runs over 2/3 of an inning. So AI goes in there and sees what the, like, everything that happened and writes a story about it later.
Do you have to sign a consent or whatever for them to use your kid's name and all that?
I think, yeah, we sign off to something like that. But only the parents can see this. It's not like you're going to see. You're
okay,
not gonna
but
see
it's
it
not
going to
be published. Okay, okay. That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Like, is this thing going to be published? Well, that's wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
You know, somebody, I had read something somebody said about AI, and he said, this is the worst that AI is ever going to be. Does that make sense to you?
Meaning it's only going to improve?
Yeah. I mean, we're in the beginning stages of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is going to happen next? And, I mean, they're using it all over the place, even in kid apps for sports.
I wish AI would do something in baseball about that little brush y'all have to use to brush off the base.
They need a bigger brush.
Got to have a bigger brush. Or I suggested maybe like a small Dyson. Because the umpire that you guys had that one night, older gentleman, he probably doesn't want to bend over and have to get that world's smallest brush out and brush the base.
Baseball Roomba.
Not bad. Why does the brush have to be so tiny?
I don't know why it's a tiny brush.
Let's get a bigger brush.
Maybe for their pockets.
I don't know. Normally you would do like 1 or 2 swipes and the thing could be clean. But this brush is so tiny, he's got to like, with his wrist, do a flourish and do 50 to 60 brushes to get a little bit of dust off the base.
Daniel, you're changing the world.
I'm going to fix this, buddy.
15 minutes away. What are we doing today?
Sugarland and Little Big Town. You know, my sister has diabetes. She can't listen to Sugarland. She can only listen to Splendaland. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she likes that joke or not. I'm sure I'll hear later on.
I don't think
let me get these dates right for you. The BOK Center, November 23rd. So kind of like a little Thanksgiving show.
Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
in about 14 minutes now with our bullfight on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Free tickets right now on 98.5 The Bull. What do we got, Daniel?
We have got tickets now to Little Big Town at the BLK Center in November, November 23rd. It's a long ways off, but I've always heard that happiness is something to look forward to. Got a couple of guys on the line. Landon works out at Hillcrest Country Club. Man, what a great job right now when the weather's this good. I bet it's a wonderful job. What is it like, though, when it's 200 degrees outside?
Absolutely terrible.
How do you keep cool out there? Do you carry, like, a parasol or anything like that?
Can you say that again?
How do you keep cool out there when it's 100 degrees? Do you have, like, a parasol or anything like that?
So, pretty much, we will stay inside for, like, half in, half out, and when we got to cool down after we've done a whole bunch out, we'll go inside, get a drink, stay in for about 10, 15 minutes, and go back out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would make me so sick to go in and out, in and out. Let me suggest to you a Tig and Daniel parasol. It's a parasol for gentlemen or women. Don't be sexist. It'll keep you cool outside.
All right.
Okay. Tig, get to work on that. Get with the scientists to create the perfect parasol. Taking on Landon is Derek. He's a dad. Derek, why do dads like shows about history on television?
Well, I hated history in school, but now I love history on television. I don't know why.
Everybody's dad, or if they're a dad, love television shows about historical events. My dad went through like a World War II phase. Tig's in that right now. Where he's watching, what are you watching? These World War II documentaries and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's very excited about the new Benjamin Franklin show coming up on Apple TV. So there you go. Well, Derek,
I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch. Let's all watch it together. All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. These are for Sugarland tickets in Little Big Town, the BLK Center. I'm going to give you a very famous last name. You give me the political figure's first name. Got it, guys?
Got it.
We'll start with you, Landon. Last name, Hitler.
Adolf.
Adolf is correct. Derek, last name, Lincoln.
Abraham.
Correct. Landon, last name, Bonaparte.
I don't know.
Very famous movie.
About it.
Help him out, Tig.
Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte. Some might say the hottest man in history.
Who says that?
Nobody says that?
I don't know about that.
I thought he was known for being like an attractive man. Derek Churchill.
Winston.
Winston is correct. Why was Winston Churchill famous, Tig?
He took over and fought the Nazis. It kept him out of Britain.
Okay. All right, Landon, got to catch back up here. Last name, Mandela.
Oh, I don't remember.
Falling behind even more. What is it, Tig?
Nelson.
Nelson Mandela. And what was he famous for?
He was in South Africa during apartheid. They jailed him up for like a long time and finally released him.
Look at the big brain on Tig. Derek. Last name, Bin Laden.
Osama.
Osama is correct. Landon. Last name, Putin. Putin.
Who did we lose? Somebody just left.
I think it was must have been Landon. Derek, you're still with us, right?
I'm still with you.
All right. Well, we'll give you the last of these questions here, and I guess what else can we do? We lost. Okay, Derek. Last name, Putin.
Vladimir.
Vladimir is correct. Last name, Marx. M-A-R-X.
Only thing that comes to mind is Richard, but I know that's not right.
No, Karl Marx. How about Netanyahu?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I have no idea what his first name is.
It's Benjamin, right?
Yes. All right, Tig, how about Gaddafi?
You know that one?
I do not.
Libyan. Omar.
You can't say Libyan on the air, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
It's Muammar.
Muammar.
Muammar Gaddafi. All right. Well, you know what? You did well enough. I don't know what happened to Landon, but that means, Derek, you get the tickets to go see Little Big Town at the BOK Center in November. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
I'm sure one of my kids will want to go.
So
I'll have to fight it out.
So you're a dad. Tig's a dad. I think we should all watch together that show on Apple TV about Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
Are you in or are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Do me one last favor.
It's like a book club. We'll all talk about it later and stuff.
Right. Do me a favor. Give me three numbers and an animal, please. Derek.
98.5 The Bull.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, buddy. The hills are alive with the sound of Moolah this morning. So far, it's worth $1,050. Bree, manager at Mazio's earlier, guessed that it was an ice cube in a glass. That was not correct. So we add $50 to that jackpot. It's now $1,050. Has your neighbor been trying to guess it? Allison, all last sound of Moolah, was trying to guess it many times.
Well, when it got up to like $2,000 and $3,000, it became like all anybody would talk to me about.
You were actually at a dinner party once where people were discussing it, and somebody had actually mentioned the correct answer. Last time, it was shaving cream, and I'd imagine you're a very bad actor. I imagine when they said shaving cream, you probably made a face.
Well, all these wives were like, I think it's... you know, a cutting board or something like that. And this one lady goes, I think it's shaving cream. And I just had to go silent because she got it. So I couldn't tell her.
That was so this just an idea of like, these are common things. We're not going to the top of a mountain to get some obscure sound. These are like normal sounds. And this is the sound that we have right now.
In 3, 2, 1, the sound of Moolah.
What is that sound? If you know what it is, it's worth $1,050. We'll take caller number 9 at 918-879-9898. Good luck.
And now we turn to Morgan Wallen, who hasn't been in the news at all lately.
Yeah, he's had a great couple of days.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, let me introduce you to Sam. He wants to win that sound of Moolah. I asked you yesterday, Sam, where you watched the eclipse, and you said what?
I was in a video conference meeting. Didn't get to watch it.
I mean, why don't you just walk outside?
I was sitting at my desk making a presentation. Couldn't be helped. I wasn't the one who scheduled it. So.
Also, I mean, your presentation lasted an hour?
Just about, yes.
Well, Sam, listen, the next one is in 24 years. Tig and I would like you to invite you to watch it with us.
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good.
Me and you will meet and
I'll
watch it on Tig's grave. Don't laugh.
I'll bring the beer.
Okay. Not only are we going to go and watch the eclipse on your grave, Tig, we'll drink beer on it.
At the cemetery?
Yeah, that seems disrespectful. All right, Sam, enough Tig foolery. You want Tig to play that sound for you one more time?
Yes, sir.
Here it is.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Sam, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes, sir.
Sam, what is your guess, please?
It's a golf ball in a glass cup.
Is it a golf ball in a glass cup? That is not it, Sam. That's a good guess, though.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Well,
I'll try again sometime, hopefully.
Since you're an account manager, you're probably pretty good with math. It was at $1,050. Now, what is the brand new total for the sound of Moolah?
$1,100.
$1,100. Sam, you know, since you didn't win, you can try again at 9:10 this morning. How about that?
Well, be in another meeting, but maybe another day.
Yeah, you're getting it. What is going on with all these meetings, buddy?
Wait a second. He missed the eclipse because of a meeting.
Yeah.
And he's going to miss the Sound of Moolah because of a meeting. You got too many meetings, man.
Well, you know, I got to make a living. I can't call radio stations every day and win money.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Yes, you can, Sam. What is the meeting about today?
I'm actually in Bartlesville, and we're doing some troubleshooting on an AV system up
there. I hear you. Hey, you know where I like to eat in Bartlesville is that Murphy's Steakhouse. Have you been out there yet, Tug?
Not yet.
You got to go out there, buddy. Like a big giant steak's like $15.
Pretty good, huh?
How often do you eat lunch over there, Sam?
Oh, it's been a few years since I've been to Murphy's, but I plan on being there today. I live in Tulsa, but I'll plan on being at Murphy's today for the hot hamburger sandwich.
The old hot hamburger sandwich we all love. Hey, all right, Sam.
Wait, isn't that what a hamburger is?
Well, no, it's Murphy's. They pour gravy on everything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you get a fries and you get a hamburger, and they're like, oh, here's a hamburger, and they just pour gravy on it.
Oh, man, that sounds dang delicious.
It's what
they're known for.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, that's appalling, but then it's delicious. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Sam, do me one last favor. Give us three numbers and an animal.
985 horse.
Sam, you're supposed to say 985
close,
the bull.
Close.
Sorry.
All right, bring that up in the meeting. We're going to have a meeting with you after this, Sam. 985 the bull.
All right, man.
And we got another chance of that money at 910 with Tiger Daniel on 98.5 The Horse. Well, good morning. Our Sound of Moolah is now $1,100. We get to that at 910. Hello, Daniel.
Have you ever drank a bottle of water, like, you know, just like a Dasani or a little bottle of water?
Yeah, of course.
Why do we feel the need to, after we drink from a bottle of water, we got to put that cap right back on it real quick?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Maybe I don't do that when I drink other drinks. Why do I so feverishly feel the need to put the bottle on to just water, it seems like?
Well, I have a theory, if you'd like to hear it.
What is it?
When you have a bottle of water and you drink it, that's trash now, right? Or recycling. When you're done with the bottle, why have two pieces of trash? I think subconsciously we want one piece of trash. And if we put the cap back on, that's only one toss.
I don't mean once we're done with it. I mean in between sips.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, to me, I open up a can of a drink or whatever. I drink it. I don't think anything about it. If I'm drinking a bottle of water, I feel like I've got to put the lid back on in between each sip. And I'm not sure why.
I think it's still the deep psychology of not having to carry two things. Consolidation.
Is it that, or we worry that a bug will fly into it?
I'd never consider that ever. So I don't know.
Maybe we'll take this caller here. I'm sure
they're going to be calling about the sound or something.
I think they want to talk about the water.
I seriously doubt it.
Hey, it's Tig and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Walker.
Walker, why do you think we put that lid back on the water each and every time we take a sip?
Well, I mean, I'm not like crazy about it, but you put the lid back on because there's going to be a little bit of water left in the bottle, and you don't want that to go on the counter because then you have a little bit of water spots on the countertop or on the floor or whatever it may be. So what I usually do, I just crush the bottle and put the lid back on so it's a little tiny crushed up bottle now, and then I throw it in the trash can because, one, that'll save room in your trash can instead of an empty space of an empty bottle. Or same thing with cans. You crush the can and then throw it in the trash can or the recycle bin or whatever so it saves room.
He makes a good point because I'm married to a lady, and when we throw out the milk jug, she never deflates the milk jug. And she puts it in the trash, and it takes up like 90% of the space. I'm like, let's crush that thing. Let's get that thing down, you know?
Yeah, anything you can crush out and, like, you know, deflate and save room in the trash bag or the trash can or whatever it may be, that always helps. Because how many times I've gotten home and my old lady's got like 7 water bottles in the trash can taking up half of it, and I don't have room for the other trash I got to put in there. And I'm like, you're kidding me. This is going to be a waste of a trash bag.
He's right.
Yeah. Well,
like, ladies love water, by the way. Have you ever been to a lady's house? They got like 9 water bottles on their nightstand.
Lids on or off?
Oh, either. I'll wake up in the morning, there'll be 2 of them with the lids on and 1 with the lid off.
Oh, she had double? She had lid on, lid off? And you and your pet peeve is when your wife doesn't crush or smush the water bottles to go in the garbage can.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
I told you, buddy, I've stumbled on a pretty big problem here we're having with everybody. The lids always got to be off and on, and then a lot of husbands are mad if the wives don't smush.
Mm-hmm. It's an American crisis.
It really is.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah.
And a reminder, $1,100 up
Hold
for grabs.
Hold on, I apologize. That guy was calling about my water thing.
Okay, you're right.
Apologize. Like
for
a,
sure he wasn't.
Like a dog.
You want me to apologize like a dog?
Yeah. Profusely apologize.
The Sound of Moolah is coming up.
Hey, boy. I said apologize.
910, $1,100.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care. Your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull, 59 degrees right now. 72 is our high. And welcome in. You got the Tyga and Daniel show. Hello, Daniel.
It's time for Did You See, where we take a look at what's going on in the news. And did you see that it's opening day over at the Driller Stadium? You're a big baseball fan. It's a great evening of entertainment to go out to the old Drillers game, isn't it? Doesn't your son love it?
Yeah, and they love to do things that are just outside of baseball, too. Or they do a really good job of that, too. So if you're not a baseball person, that's fine, too. You watch a little baseball. They got all the stuff going on outside of that, too. It's just a good family night to go to a Drillers game.
I'm not a sports guy at all, but I do enjoy kind of walking around out there. They've got places to have food, drinks. Kids are out running around playing. It's really like a nice evening. The backdrop with the city over there, it's a nice way to spend an afternoon.
It really is. And the weather right now is so good for just hanging out outside, being outdoors, getting something done outside, and enjoying time with your family. And the Drillers, reasonable prices and great entertainment.
There it is. Speaking of sports, you can comment on this. I don't know much about it, but the UConn Huskies are the NAACP champions for a second year in a row.
What'd you say?
The UConn Huskies are the NCAA champions for the second year in a row. They beat Purdue last night. Here's the final call.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back national champions. Number one lives up to the billing. They defeat Purdue 75-60. They've done it again.
There they go. Did it again. Why is the UConn Huskies even playing that chicken company?
Oh, Purdue, is that your joke? That is hilarious.
It's not bad, huh? A little sports humor for you?
That was bad, yeah.
I'm like Bob Uecker. Did you see this? Grandma in Ohio is fighting the city of East Cleveland after a traffic camera gave her a ticket. They spotted her license plate or whatever, gave her a speeding ticket. Well, here's the problem. She wasn't driving it. Her broken-down van was on the back of a tow truck. Here is Joanne Gibson talking about getting this ticket.
Kind of angry about it. When I get kind of angry, I want to find out what's really going on. What are they doing? I'm at the center getting this ticket, and my car is on a flatbed. I'm not driving that truck. And I don't want anything on my driving license. So far, I have a good record, and I'm going to try and keep it that way.
So I like when Joanne's like, what are they doing?
What are they doing? So the deal is that her car was being towed.
All right, on the back of a truck.
And those cameras scan licenses. And so the tow truck driver was the one driving fast, but it scanned her license because her car was on that tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it, and then she got a ticket. She's going to beat that in court, by the way.
Oh, yeah, but still, what a pain for Joanne to then have to take off work to go to court. I mean, obviously, her van's broken down. Who wants to go to court? You ever been to court? It's not the funnest day in the world.
Mm-hmm. I've been to court.
I had to go to court one time, too, and they're like, hey, you can't wear blue jeans in here now. You got to wear khakis. Guess what I don't own? Khakis.
Yeah, it's just a pain for her to have to, like, deal with all that. You know, time, maybe some money, even hiring a lawyer. I don't know.
Did you see that weatherman that went and reported on the
Eclipse.
The guy got emotional. Here's a little clip here. This is with a little music added to it. During the total eclipse yesterday, Chief Meteorologist David Hartman got emotional while describing it live on television from Dallas. Now, he is from a news station down in Jackson, Mississippi, so this is probably a big event for him to drive up to Dallas and be able to report. But listen to what a great job he did. We put a little music behind it.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Oh, look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo. Look at that, the diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable.
Oh,
and there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Get this guy a raise, man. That's wonderful.
He's pretty passionate about his job, isn't he?
That's the only way to cover kind of the eclipse, is to watch it, and he's almost in tears.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Cass, Arkansas to cover the eclipse for the Tyga Daniel show. You put up a picture on Facebook of you and Smokey the Bear. That had nothing to do with the eclipse. And then later on, you posted a picture of the campers before the eclipse and then during the eclipse.
Yes.
And that was the extent of it. Why didn't you do a little thing like he did?
Well, I talked to you guys yesterday in the morning.
Yeah, you talked to us 6 hours before the eclipse hit.
All right, well, I'll have to learn from that guy in Jackson, Mississippi, how to be a broadcaster.
I guess so. All like, the cornea of the sun. And you put a picture of you and Smokey Bear.
Cornea?
What is it called? Corona? Like that? What a broadcaster.
I like that guy's passion.
Speaking yesterday of the top trending Google search, my eyes hurt was a top one.
Oh, no.
I did take a little glance.
You took a glance at the sun without the glasses on?
Took a little quick peep. Everybody did. Don't act like you didn't.
I actually did not.
Okay, buddy. So you didn't at one time ever take a little glance at that sun?
I did not. I refused.
I'll get a lie detector test in here. I don't believe that you didn't take a little glimpse.
And I'll pass it with flying colors.
We all took a little glimpse.
Except for me.
We're all glimpsers.
Except for me.
That weatherman, back at it again, the one that does all the one in Houston that sneaks the song lyrics into his forecasts.
Mm-hmm.
Back at it again, see if you can identify the song.
Mostly cloudy skies during the eclipse. Could it turn around? Every now and then the forecast changes, but I think this time we're pretty locked in. Clouds and rain coming, which includes for Monday, the eclipse day. This week, every now and then, I get a little bit tired of bumming people out with this news I've had to deliver. Starting off our Friday morning with bright skies, bright eyes. But turn around, bright eyes, and take a look at our forecast here for the eclipse. Many areas that'll be mostly cloudy. Now, every now and then, clouds fall apart under mostly cloudy conditions where you might have a little window where you can see something. Forever is going to start tonight as those clouds begin to move on in. I know a lot of us have had our hearts set on seeing that eclipse. There's nothing I can do. Total eclipse of the heart.
Well,
you can tell that was over several
breaks.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed he didn't put a picture of himself and Smokey Bear up, though. I think a lot, that's what everybody was wondering about.
That's kind of what you do during an eclipse. You hang out with Daniel's jealous that I got to watch the eclipse with Smokey the Bear, a celebrity.
I think that Smokey the Bear, the second after that photo was taken, walked away.
We're tight now.
Also coming up, now that sound of moolah is worth, what's the total now? $1,100. I got to be honest, I was thinking somebody would have gotten it by now. But you like when the money gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, remember what happened last time is that when it got to $2,000 and $3,000, it was driving people crazy. And so people were, I thought that people were listening not just to win the money, but to get it out of their head, what in the world could this be?
Absolutely.
Thought it was driving people nuts.
It's almost as though it's an itch you can't scratch.
Exactly.
You're like, I know. I met an audiologist in the dog park the other day, and she was telling me that sometimes sounds are associated with memories and things like that. And it's almost like, I know we've heard this sound before, but I cannot place.
Wait a second. Let's back up here. You met an audiologist at the dog park?
Yeah.
What kind of life is that? How do you even know she's an audiologist?
She said she's an audiologist.
Okay.
And so, like, for her and all her people at work, they're trying to figure out this sound. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe an audiologist, it would help to, you know, help with the clues and everything. Another strategy that people have used in the past for the sound of moolah, I think last go round, somebody put the sound into AI, mm-hmm. the shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't help, though. The AI was not smart enough yet to identify sound of moolah. Also, your neighbor had suggested maybe getting a blind person who has pretty good hearing, super hearing.
Yeah, because one sense kind of like overtakes if mm-hmm. you're losing a sense.
Correct.
So that would be like super hearing. Would you like to hear the sound?
I mean, I'm a little upset that you would disrespect audiologists all over this great country.
No, I was absolutely not. My question was, how do you meet a person and know they're an audiologist? Like, you know, you just say, hey, and what's your dog's name? But I don't know. You got into this lady's like life or something.
I don't think that. No, I don't think that at all.
All right. Would you like
Sorry
to hear
I
the
get
sound?
To know people when I'm out and about. Yes, please, the sound.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. And there we are.
All right.
We got that coming up at 9:10. $1,100. That's some good money right there. At 9:10 on 98.5 The Bull. We're going to stop talking about this eclipse, but I wanted to tell you that I went like 2.5 hours away to get in the path of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the way out, it was fine. It was a 2.5 hour trip, and it took 2.5 hours. We get back into the vehicle after the eclipse, and we get on the roads. And I mean, it was H on earth out there. And it took me, let's see, it was a 2.5 hour trip out there. And we left at 2, like right after the eclipse. Got home about 9 last night. Mm. Horrible. Because you know how all the news stations were like, hey, it's going to be like really rough out there. And I said, well, on the way out there, it didn't seem rough at all. Coming back, it was terrible. I missed my son's baseball game. So next eclipse in 24 years, Daniel, just, you know, be prepared.
I wasn't the one that left to go out to drive to Cass, Arkansas to go see it. I was wondering why was 95% totality not good enough for you?
Because I like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do like you do at work and just give like the bare minimum. I give 100%.
That you do.
Yeah.
If you ask anybody around here, they know.
What are you talking about?
110% probably.
There's no such thing.
Hmm? Now earlier I was making fun of you because during your eclipse coverage, you put a picture up of Smokey the Bear standing in front of an airplane, you and him together. God knows why you'd post that up there on the Bulls Facebook page. And now you're claiming that Smokey the Bear flew the plane?
Smokey the Bear. I went to like a grass airfield in Arkansas, which was right in the path of the eclipse. And the good thing about an airfield is there's not many trees around, so you can just look up. And Smokey the Bear flies into the airport.
Now, you're claiming that this guy in this suit flies this plane around? They need to take aviation a little more seriously than that. He's got on a mask, a big helmet. Did he really fly the plane?
Well, I don't know if kids are listening. I think the guy probably got dressed after he landed. However, Smokey the Bear flew that airplane into that airport.
I thought you were implying that the dressed, fully dressed Smokey the Bear.
That would be awesome.
With limited movement and vision had flown this
I don't think so, because once Smokey the Bear gets in that costume, he had to have a handler tell him, like, watch out, there's a hole here. What, you know, they can't see in that thing. And so I don't think he flew the aircraft in it. However, Smokey did land in it and then, I guess, got dressed up. So, but anyway, I don't know why you hate Smokey the Bear. I think he does good things for the community.
You're not trying to do this to me. I speak highly of Smokey the Bear.
No, you don't, because you were like giving me a hard time about posting a picture with him.
I just don't get that particular picture. And I'm trying to get people to go see it on the Bulls Facebook page. I just don't understand. I don't understand what that has to do with the eclipse.
Smokey the Bear is allowed to watch the eclipse, and he was there with
me. I'm not discriminating against Smokey. I'm just saying I don't know why in your coverage that was the picture. And then it said, stay tuned for more of Tig's journey. And then it was just a picture of RVs.
right. Well, I might not get the Pulitzer Prize,
you
but
you sure won't. You need to, you're not like no Ansel Adams where you take beautiful photographs of the eclipse or nature around there. You took a picture of some people's telescopes.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
All right, you can go to the Facebook.
Yeah, please go
the
look
Bull
at
Tulsa
this.
On Facebook,
I'm worried it's
going
to backfire because I was hoping people would get on there and make fun of you about it. But then one guy's like, "Nice foxtrot" or whatever in the background.
Yeah, right. People are on my side.
Who in the world had the audacity to put underneath your picture of telescopes the shocked face emoji?
It was a good setup. So check it out. The picture that Daniel doesn't like that I took with Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, Tom says, I like the Kit Fox in the background. And then Greg goes, we met that guy last time we went to the birds.
Yeah, that's right. So shut up. You're wrong. You're on the wrong side of history again. You can check out the photo and like it or hate it. I don't care.
Don't bother.
It's on the Facebook, the Bull Tulsa. My picture with Smokey the Bear that Daniel hates because he... He likes fires.
All right. 910, the sound of moolah.
Worth $1,100
this morning.
How about that? Not that far away. Good morning, Gus.
98.5, the Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
On 98.5, the Bull.
Tig, that sound is worth now $1,100. Let me introduce you to Amy. I'm sure she would love to win all that money. What would you do with $1,100, Amy?
Probably go shopping.
Go shopping.
There you go.
I like
that.
Do a lot of shopping with $1,100. Can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee.
All right. Well, Tig, play the sound for Amy again. She thinks she knows what it might be.
Here it is in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
All right, Amy, you've heard the sound. Are you ready to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
Amy, what is your guess play?
A ball bearing dropping into a coffee mug.
Is it a ball bearing dropping into a coffee mug? That is incorrect. I'm so sorry. That is bad news for you. But hold on, a little bit of a silver lining because that total was at $1,100. Now we're going to add another $50 to the jackpot, and that gives it a grand total of what?
$1,150.
$1,150 tomorrow morning starting at 7:10. It's your chance to win $1,150. Amy, do me one last favor and give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5, the Bull.